that nice and Merry Christmas. Okay?
We know what a strong RFS helps us diversify our nation's energy portfolio and reduce our reliance on foreign oil. It provides consumers with lower cost choices at the pump, and it helps raise family incomes and drive economic growth in rural Iowa. That's why we must stand together and let the policymakers in Washington, D.C. hear our collective voices. We must continue to engage, knowing that taking a step backward on the successes that we've seen with the RFS is unacceptable. We should be continually moving forward to increase the production and the use of ethanol, biodiesel, and cellulosic biofuels, driving research and development of the next generation biofuels. In fact, the entire Midwest region has seen firsthand the positive impacts of the renewable fuels industry and the value-add opportunities that biofuels present to rural America. We have an obligation to continually educate others about the RFS. We need to let people know that the ethanol industry supports more than 383,000 jobs, and the biodiesel industry supports 62,000 jobs. That means that more than 445,000 Americans depend on these good-paying jobs and rewarding careers to support their families. We need to let people know that this one proposed rule by the EPA would directly jeopardize an estimated 37,400 ethanol jobs and 7,500 biodiesel industry jobs. That one proposed rule would place an unnecessary hardship on families throughout our state. These are important jobs that cannot be lost, and as I indicated, and as you all are doing, we will continue to fight for them. Iowans know that since Governor Branstad and I were sworn into office, our focus has been on revitalizing our economy, creating good jobs, and growing family incomes. When we came into office, Iowa's unemployment was at 6.1%, and today it's at 4.4%, and we are going to continue to do everything that we can to bring that number down. And we are proud of the careers that have been established through record employment. We've worked hard to recruit companies to locate and expand and invest in Iowa, and we've seen more than $7.5 billion of private capital investment in this state. And many of those projects are directly tied to Iowa's leadership in renewable fuels and agriculture, such as CJ BioAmerica, which is co-locating at the Cargill facility in Fort Dodge, and the Valent Bioscience facility in Osage. And what's so exciting to me is that these investments are happening all over Iowa, in counties both large and small, urban and rural, and we must maintain this positive momentum. The EPA's proposal could have a very negative impact on families and communities throughout the United States. Farmers and individuals involved in agricultural production and the biofuels industry could take a direct hit. Consumers who prefer to choose lower-cost biofuels over petroleum-based products will not be able to stretch their family incomes. These are real people, these are real plants, and these are real communities who are counting on us to keep rural America strong. The governor and I will remain strong advocates for the biofuels and the agriculture. We are working hard to ensure a bright future for our state, and we're standing with each one of you to ensure the long-term success for agriculture and biofuels in our state. So mostly what I want to say, too, is just Thank you to all of you who are in this room today. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you what you continue to do each and every day to sustain, maintain, and grow this vibrant economy in Iowa. We are a bright spot in this nation, and we have a great story to tell, and we are just getting started. So if we remain committed to this, we will get it done. So thank you so much for being here, being a part of this great cause, and for everything that you're doing to turn this proposal around. Thank you.